Welcome to the People Building Podcast, brought to you by hypnotherapy and NLP trainer Gemma Bailey. If you're looking to create powerful, positive change in your life, please visit www.peoplebuilding.co.uk.
Hello people and welcome to the People Building Podcast on this day, Wednesday the 2nd of June 2010. So I have a small confession to make. Oh, I feel really bad saying this. You remember that I was very excited a few shows ago because I bought myself a lovely new Apple Mac computer. Well, I was due to go to the Apple Store on Monday and get some training in GarageBand, which is phenomenal for creating podcasts, allegedly. Now, I've done the last couple of shows on the new Mac. The first time I used a USB mic, don't worry if you're not techie, really, it doesn't matter. The first time I used a USB mic, and it was a bit jumpy, I thought. There were bits where my speech sounded a little bit Dalek, which is Doctor Who terminology. The second time, I just used the inbuilt mic and found that when I clicked the mouse, you could hear it. It picked that up with the audio. So I went to the Apple Store and I said, listen, I need to get a different kind of microphone because, you know, whatever I'm doing isn't working at the moment. And they said, well, this is the most professional one that we offer you. It was the size of a melon and it was about 80 quid. So I didn't buy it. And as such, I'm recording this show today on my old computer that I blew up and resurrected twice. But I just know what I'm doing with this. And until I get into the Apple Store and get some proper training on how to use that blooming software and find myself a decent microphone, I just feel like I'm giving a much better quality by going back to the old rusty heap of rubbish. I should be careful what I say because it might just blow up on my lap. So yeah, I'm kind of back on the old computer doing the show today. I feel really bad about that. I spent so much money on this Apple Mac. Anyway, I'd really be interested. Nobody's got in touch to say that they thought the sound quality was poor over the last two shows. I don't know if it's just me being particular. So I'd actually really genuinely appreciate it if you could drop me an email and let me know if you've noticed a difference between this show, which is old computer, and the last show, which was on the new one. It's gemma@peoplebuilding.co.uk, of course. So what do we have coming up today? Oh, how exciting. We start our summer season today of the seven deadly sins. Now, it doesn't matter if you're not a Christian, of course, because we're not really going at this from a religious perspective at all. They're just seven bad things that exist in humanity in varying degrees, and so I thought it would be quite a nice theme for us to take on for the next seven shows. So starting today, our theme for today is all about pride, which is going to be quite an interesting one because I've always thought about pride as being a good thing in many ways. You know, I'm sure there are definitely contexts where pride is good, but we're looking at pride as a deadly sin for today. But let's start right now by taking a look at Hello People, the People Building newsletter, which is distributed every other Wednesday on the very same day as this podcast. So in today's newsletter, we have Panic Away in the Who We're Loving section. So some of you who, hopefully you haven't, but some of you who may have had issues with anxiety or have issues with anxiety right now, may have heard of this Panic Away system, and I'm promoting this to you now, A, because they're our affiliate friends on ClickBank. We are ClickBank affiliates, and so are they. Also because they offer a good money-back guarantee, and also actually because it's not hypnotherapy, and it's not NLP. It's a new method, a different method for you to be able to overcome anxiety and panic. And I think that there are different ways that, excuse me, there are different things that are suitable for different people. For some people, hypnosis is the way forward, wham bam, thank you ma'am, and it's all sorted from there. For other people, NLP is what's needed, and for other people it's something else. You know, neither of those methodologies would be suitable. So this is just another way forward that I thought you might quite like to look into. So in the Who We're Loving section is Panic Away. Do take a look at that. Our article for today is Anxiety, the New Stress. Because, of course, there was a time, I actually remember this time when stress was like this buzzword and nobody really thought about it before, and suddenly everybody was feeling stressed, and you know, the world is suffering with stress, and Great Britain is stressed, and you know, it just suddenly became part of our everyday language. And the next thing you know is, you know, people are taking time off sick, and you know, industries grind to a halt, all because of this thing called stress. And it seems that, from my perspective anyway, and I don't know if it's just a little trend that's occurring in my therapy practice at the moment, but people don't come to see me for stress anymore. People come to see me for anxiety, which sounds much worse than stress, because stress is like a bit of pressure, but anxiety is like freaking out. It's, you know, it's the stage before full-on panic attack. So the article today is all about stress and anxiety and panic, and also a bit of a personal experience in that particular article as well. Remember too that you can go to the People Building website, or the www.peoplebuilding.co.uk, and on the homepage you will see the start of that article. You can also click on the articles page to see the article in full immediately. And when you've read it, rate it. Give it marks out of 5 using the star chart system. Add your own comments. Add your own information, your own experiences, because it helps everybody else who visits the website and reads those articles, and let people know if the article's any good or not. Because it's just me writing them, and, you know, I'm sure they're not brilliant all the time. Just most of the time, let's say. In the other news section, there is the story of a lady called Kate Burt, who writes for The Independent, and she has... she has found some resolution to her ongoing issue of backache using NLP, and actually a technique or a methodology, I suppose you would call it, called Feldenkrais, which I've heard Richard Bandler talking about. You remember I went to see Richard just a few months ago, and he spoke about assisting someone who had a stroke and their arm was sort of clutched up to their chest, and how the nurse was always sort of trying to rigidly move his arm back down to his side, and it would always end up pinging back up again. And actually what Richard did was he kept pushing the arm upwards, and found that the hand was heading towards the head, almost as if to clasp the area of the brain where the stroke was occurring. And as soon as he allowed that to happen, the patient's arm fell down to his side. So there's some information about that in there, which is really fascinating. Definitely recommend you have a read of that article. Again, it's in the other news section of the People Building newsletter, but you can see it on the homepage of the website, and also on the other news page of the website, where you can see all the backdated other news articles and whatnot on there. As always, we have our little jokey section, the motivational quote, and our thumbs up, thumbs down today is all about cyber therapy. Is it the way forward? Therapy on Skype, or do you need to have someone in the room? Is the human contact important? Can therapy really be done over the phone, or indeed over the internet? Let me know your thoughts. So newsletter music has stopped, so let us take a look at our topic for today, which is all about pride. As I said earlier, it's part of the 7 deadly sins that we will be indulging in over the next 7 podcasts. We're starting today with pride. Now, as I said earlier, this is an interesting one, because I didn't have really a negative representation for the word pride. I thought of it as, you know, generally quite a good thing. For example, I don't like to borrow money off of people because my pride gets in the way of me doing that. I don't actually think that that is a bad thing. I think that, you know, if your pride prevents you from doing things that are potentially damaging to you, then that's probably a good thing. But I guess if your pride prevents you from doing things that could be brilliant for you, then it's an issue. And from the interpretation I have here of what pride means, actually pride has a very different meaning to the one that I had in my own mind given it. Let me tell you some of the definitions that I've come across on the Tinternet as a result of looking into this topic for today. Pride is excessive belief in one's own abilities that interferes with the individual's recognition of the grace of God. It has been called the sin from which all others arise. That's fairly significant. Pride is also known as vanity. So here's just a bit of a rundown on other words that could describe vanity, because vanity is an interesting one. And obviously it came up with pride, but also, now this again surprised me, I hadn't necessarily made the link here, came up with narcissism. Now, do you remember a few shows back we looked at narcissists, didn't we? And I'm sure I must have said it then, but I'll say it again now. The best description of a narcissistic personality is, if we take this metaphor, I've borrowed this from Tony Robbins, and basically what he says is that if you want to be the person who has the biggest building in town, there are two different ways of achieving that. One way is to build the biggest building in town. The other way is to tear down everybody else's buildings. And that's narcissistic behavior. That's kind of making other people look bad in order to make yourself look good. And I guess that's where the vanity side of it comes into it. Other definitions, for example, self-importance, conceit, arrogance, egotism. And in terms of the word pride itself, the words that would best describe that would be arrogance, conceit, smugness, superiority, self-importance, humility, satisfaction, and also pleasure. So that's no bad thing, really. The reasons why people may develop excessive pride, the reason that is given here that I've found, is that in school, teachers told you to believe in yourself, and it's as if that belief has been taken too far. I guess that could happen, but actually what I think is that people would develop that kind of self-importance not as a result of being told that they're terribly important, although that could happen, but I think more commonly it would happen as a result of a belief that they're not terribly important, of not having been told that they're important at all, and kind of going the opposite way to try and prove that they are by putting themselves on some kind of pedestal. So pride or vanity is the excessive belief in one's own abilities such that you don't give credit to God. So it's been argued that all other sins stem from pride, and inordinate self-love is the cause of every sin. The root of pride is found to consist in man not being in some way subject to God and his rule. So it's a bit like saying, not only am I better than all of you, but I'm actually better than God himself. As I said, I don't really want to go down the religious route, but for those of you who are, you know, God-believing, obviously God is a kind of huge thing, and to, or person, or I don't even know how to describe God, I'm not even going to go there, but to then be saying that you're bigger than God, and, you know, more important than the grace of God and his rule is relatively egotistical, I would say. Banish pride is that we're in danger then of becoming submissive to authority by not having enough ego of our own. And of course it can be useful to take pride not only in oneself, but definitely in to have pride in something larger than yourself. There's a quote that I have here from C.S. Lewis. A proud man is always looking down on things and people. And of course, as long as you're looking down, you can't see something that's above you. So there are definitely two ways of looking at certainly the word pride. There's the egotistical part of it, and there's also the part of it which is more about having some degree of ego in that you take care of yourself, but not to the degree that you therefore think you're the bee's knees and are greater than, sliced bread. So I guess really what's coming out of this is that it's important to have pride, just not too much. because too much can lead to being a bit cocky, to that feeling of I'm absolutely indestructible. And the downside to that is the higher you put yourself, the more you big yourself up, potentially the bigger the fall is, if that suddenly then proved to not be the case. And then that can be potentially very damaging for the ego and for the self-esteem. Of course, not enough pride, on the other hand, can lead to a lack of respect. So you don't respect yourself, and guess what? Then other people don't respect you either because of that whole perception is projection thing going on. If you don't actually have pride in yourself, then how can you expect anybody else to take pride in you either? About pride as a kind of self-love, then respect is really going to fall into that. If you love yourself, then you do have respect for yourself. So it's like this pride thing is a spectrum. Like how there is a spectrum of feminine up to masculine. There is a spectrum of color from, degrees of maroon all the way up to pink. I think pride is like that. Pride is on a spectrum. And at one end, you've got the really sort of diluted end where perhaps there isn't quite enough pride and there is that lack of self-respect and, the danger of being bossed around all the time. And then right at the other end of the scale, the sort of darker end, if you like, there is the too much pride. And that's when the ego is getting a little bit out of control, and a person is sort of feeling as if they and acting more, I guess, as if they are indestructible and no one can touch them and they are better than anything else that exists on the face of the earth. So it's about getting the balance right. And a great way to do this, to achieve this, is with charity. So people that participate in charity work, and I don't mean giving money to charity because that's very different. If you've ever watched The Secret Millionaire, one of my favourite shows, you will completely understand what I'm talking about. There is something very different to doing something for charity and giving money to charity. I give money to charity every month, but in 3 weeks' time, I'm going to be cycling from London to Brighton for the British Heart Foundation, 52 miles. Seriously, if you don't already know about this, then I don't know what planet you have been on. And the degree of effort and the degree of commitment is totally different to having a direct debit leaving my bank account and going to, various different charities each month. It's totally different. So actually doing something can be good for those who are up the darker end of the pride scale, who are just a little bit too up themselves and sort of moving into that cocky area. Because what that charity work does is it gives a real good sense of groundedness. It kind of, if we were going to talk about it in slang, we'd be keeping it real. It keeps people's feet on the ground, it keeps you in touch with real life. And charity work is really quite humbling as well. It really can be. Just to flip back to the bike ride stuff, just whilst we're on the subject, I have to say a really big thank you to my Facebook friends who have been absolutely phenomenal over the last 2 weeks. I've been bugging them with emails. If you're a Facebook friend and you have donated to the British Heart Foundation for this cycle ride that I'm doing, then wholeheartedly, genuinely thank you. When I sent out the batch of emails, I think I'd raised about 75 quid, and my target was 350. And as I speak to you now, I'm up to 325 as a result of having all these sponsorships from you guys out there who are in listener land and who are Facebook friends. And most of you I haven't even met. So, from the bottom of my heart, really genuinely thank you. And I will keep you updated on my progress via Facebook. If you are not a Facebook friend and you want to be one, I might as well say this now. It's facebook.com/hypnogem, HypnoGem is my Facebook page. Now, going back to the charity thing regarding pride, now this I think you will love. If you haven't read this book, you must get it. And I really should have plugged this in a different way so that I could have done you an Amazon link, but I think you can check this out for yourself. Now, I haven't actually read this book, I have to admit, but I do know a lot about it. I know a great deal about it, and I've actually read one of the author's other books, which you may have heard of, a book called The Yes Man, which was recently turned into a film as well. And the book is brilliant. I didn't get all the way through the film, but really enjoyed the book. And so I know that this other book that I'm recommending to you now will be equally, if not even better, than The Yes Man. And the book is called Random Acts of Kindness. If you can't bring yourself to consistently give your time and energy to a specific charity, then start doing these random acts of kindness. A guy called Danny Wallace wrote a book about the random acts of kindness, and I think he did one every year. I think that's the basis of the book. Get your hands on a copy of Random Acts of Kindness by Danny Wallace to get your head around how this works. And every day on, I don't think it's his website, it may be, or it may be the publisher's website, which is randomhouse.co.uk. There is a random act of kindness which is brought to you on a daily basis. And as I record this for you now, which is actually on the Wednesday, I very rarely do the podcast actually on a Wednesday, but today's random act of kindness is phone an elderly relative and talk to them for a minimum of 10 minutes. Time yourself if need be. So it's, no big stretch, but it's just a random act of kindness. Because those who are indulging in that state of pride would be finding it very difficult to experience a world outside of themselves. And so doing stuff like charity work and random acts of kindness totally gets you outside of yourself and back out there in the real world once again. Now, of course, spirituality can be important here. As I said, we're not doing the seven deadly sins so that I can be, Bible bashing or anything like that, because that's not the way forward. But not for me anyway. But spirituality can encourage the belief in something greater than oneself as a whole. Whatever your spiritual beliefs may be, it can be a very useful thing to indulge in some spiritualism on a regular basis, ideally, so that you have some idea of the universe as a whole being something more than just what's revolving around you. Now, here is a great thing to be able to test the level of pride that you are experiencing from one situation to the next. So not as an overall thing, but just in a kind of in the moment context. If you ever have that thought where you go, am I actually being just a little bit too egotistical here? Or, am I just putting my foot down and stating what I want and knowing that I'm right in doing so? A good thing to do is to test the ecology. Now, we've looked at this briefly before, but it's something that gets overlooked quite a lot in the world of NLP. Quite often, people forget to test ecology. And what this means is that you're basically double checking that what you are doing fits in with yourself, with others, and with the universe as a whole. Because the bottom line is, if it doesn't work, if it isn't ecological for others and for the universe as a whole, as well as for yourself, then it will become sabotaged in some way. It won't work. The plan will not unfold as you had hoped. So it's important to check the ecology in a situation. So if you ever feel that you're maybe getting a little bit too big for your own boots, then it's a good idea to do an ecology check. And this is how you do it. First of all, you ask the question, is it good for me? And if the answer is yes, then you give yourself a tick and you move on to the next question. And the next question is this good for others? And if the answer is yes, then there's another tick. And you move on to the final question. Is it good for the greater good or for the universe as a whole or something that kind of represents, life outside of you and your immediate circle of life? And if you get another yes, then you've got three ticks. Therefore, it is ecological, and ultimately, in the long run, you know, is a good thing to stick with. It's a good thing to stick with being that way or doing that thing. If for any of those three, for the self, for the others, or for the greater good, there's a and there's a cross and there's a no, then you need to think very carefully about pursuing that behaviour, that want, that desire, that thing that you're doing, because ultimately there will be challenges. If it's not ecological, then you will be challenged. So there we go. That's all about pride for today. And our next deadly sin that we look at in 2 weeks' time is going to be envy, which I'm really looking forward to. Now, in some ways, it's a shame that I did the Living with Narcissists scripts script a few weeks ago, because it fitted in with that show then, because actually that would have worked really well for today's show too. So I guess the key thing is that if you think that pride is an issue, either for you or someone that you know, then get your hands on a copy of the Living with Narcissists script, or the hypnosis audio, which is even better because you can just lay back and listen. You can download both of those from the People Building website, and the hypnosis audios are also available to buy directly from iTunes. So the script we're going to look at today has no relevance to our topic whatsoever, because I've worked through so many of the scripts and audios now on the podcast that we're moving into the kind of irrelevant stage where we'll be talking about quit smoking and weight loss scripts. Although I'm sure that when we get to gluttony, some of those might come in handy. So the script and audio we're looking at today is organisation. And this is a chunk of what it says. Now, it will get to the point where you just cannot bear to put up with the disorganisation of it any longer. And that frustration will give you the energy to start rapid and consistent structure in all areas of your life that you identify as needing organisation. Now, the decision to start this restructuring and reorganisation of each area of your life, your home, may begin in sequence. First this, then that. Or perhaps a sudden couple of spurts of energy just to get everything organized. Now that structuring and organization might occur in an hour or two, or perhaps tomorrow. Perhaps you know that it will occur in some ordinance, somewhere between now and then. And after it happens, you will experience such relief, such satisfaction, such joy. There we go. That is part of the organization script available to buy directly from People Building and to download as a hypnosis audio from the People Building website, or, as I said earlier, directly from iTunes. So let's take a quick break now. When we come back, we will be doing some feedback and support from Listenerland.
PeopleBuilding.co.uk provide NLP and hypnotherapy training courses in East England in the United Kingdom. For more information about their courses, please visit www.peoplebuilding.co.uk.
Okay, so this is the word on the street about the People Building podcast, as written by you guys out there in Listenerland. In fact, before I get started with that, there's a couple of shout outs that I need to do. Firstly, I need to shout out to Claudia in Las Vegas. I was in Vegas last week and Claudia got in touch with me on Facebook, said she had just received a copy of my book and would I sign it for her, which I very gladly did. It was a pleasure to meet her, and I'd like to thank her very much for making me feel like a celebrity for half an hour while she told me that I was famous and how much she enjoys the show. So thanks to Claudia. I also need to shout out to all the Walk to Work listeners. Again, that's a Facebook request. And I also need to say a really big thank you to all those who participated in the NLP for Kids videoing of our workshop at the weekend. So we had 8 children who came along And some of them were there because of this podcast and because of the NLP for Kids newsletter and the People Building newsletter. And we were basically filming the full 12 hours of the NLP for Kids workshops, ready to form part of the home study package for our licensees who will be coming and training with me in August. So it was really exciting. It was absolutely exhausting all at the same time. And we really did wear the children out. In fact, the second day we had two of them off sick because I think they were just a little bit too worn out after all the work that we'd done. But we had great feedback, and I'm really looking forward to seeing how that looks on DVD for the licensees for their home study. So thanks to everyone who helped out and participated in that. So there's the shout outs done. I've done the shout out to the Facebook people for all of their hard work with the London to Brighton. And if you, let me just say this actually at this point, we will get there in a second, don't worry. Facebook, if you want to be a Facebook friend, it's facebook.com/hypnogem. You must send a message saying that you listen to the podcast or you get the newsletter in order for me to befriend you on Facebook. If you don't, you'll get an email back saying, do I know you? And if you don't reply to that, then I'll ignore you. So you must say who you are and how you know me. With Twitter, to follow me on Twitter, it's again HypnoGem. And if you are interested in sponsoring me for the 52-mile cycle ride that I'm going to be doing, God forbid, which is on the 23rd of June, I think it's about 2 or 3 weeks away now, then you can do so by visiting the British Heart Foundation website. Let me just tell you exactly what the URL is for that. It is original.justgiving.com/hypnogem, and I'm just going to type that in as I say this to you because I don't trust that I've quite given you the right domain name there. So it's http your dot dot dash dash original dot this is real time dot justgiving.com/hypnogem HypnoGem, and then it will come up with a picture of me on a bicycle. Yes, and donations so far £325.01, and my fundraising target is £350. So I'm all but £25 away, or £24.99. So if you haven't sponsored me already, seriously, I would really appreciate it. And it's a marvellous charity, and I'm doing it for quite personal reasons, and also because it's a brilliant goal for me to have since I absolutely hate exercising. So, right. We'll get to it now. Feedback from you guys out there in listener land. I had an email from Jerry who said, hello from Australia. Love your audio podcast. Please subscribe me to the video podcast as well. Yeah, I haven't mentioned the video podcast for a while, partly because I've been away or thinking I was going to be away and then it didn't happen. And so the video podcast goes out on the other Wednesday. So not this Wednesday, but next Wednesday. And 2 weeks after that. And in the video podcast, it's like a mini podcast like this one, except it's on video. So if you can bear seeing me, then it's a real treat, obviously. And there is usually some sort of special offer as well involved with the video podcast, something that would be of interest to you. I had this email which came in from Donna, who said, thank you for replying. I must have replied to something. And I'm willing to travel to the UK for your training. Brilliant. I think the podcasts are fantastic. I love your honesty, realness, sensitivity, humour, intelligence and charm. And all with a big heart. Gosh, you won't be doing my pride any good here, Donna. I value the story you give with each podcast. It's a perfect way to receive your message. I like the hypnosis section equally. I love that it's absorbed consciously and unconsciously. And she was saying about making the hypnosis section a bit longer. And then she said, is it possible to get your podcast poured into my head? And she also said, Thank you for being the agent of transforming a depressing situation into an exciting one. Yours sincerely, Donna. Donna, you are more than welcome. This one said, loved your podcast this week. The mirror reverse inductive stuff was outstanding. Can you do more of those patterns? I loved it. I feel sorry for the poor guy at Sky when I unleashed on him, when I unleashed it on him earlier when I was trying to get my Skybox fixed, though. And that was from Trist. And Paul said, please add me to your newsletter mailing list. I'm an avid listener to your podcast and often download your hypnosis scripts through iTunes. I'm in the process of learning as much as I can about self-coaching and am also considering becoming a coach. I would welcome any top tips you may be able to give me. And Tony just said, love the podcast. And Chris said, I'm enjoying your podcast. Steve got in touch and said, I'm really sorry to hear about the podcast awards. Boo. The rules seem to be far too bureaucratic for me. The fact is you deserve to win several categories and your fans know that. I've subscribed to your podcast for some time, but have become a really serious listener over the last 2 months. I broke my ankle in September and have been largely housebound since then. I really enjoy your work, but cannot imagine how you find the time to be so productive, but I hope you continue to do so. Best wishes, Steve. Well, Steve, actually, I should probably give you all an update on the how I'm running my life side of things since I let you all know about the job thing. And I was due to go on holiday, come back, finish the nanny job. And I went in the day before I flew out to Vegas. And my boss said to me, we're going on holiday. So actually your last official day won't be when you get back. And one of the kids said, when is it then? And I said, well, I guess that would make it today. And they got a bit upset. And which is, you know, sad thing, but, you know, good for the ego because I thought, oh, good. They do love me after all. And I went on holiday and, you know, it was like a weird last day because I wasn't expecting it to be that day. But then I went on holiday and I kind of got my head around it and that I, you know, was only going to see them a couple more times in the future for a few odd days here and there. And then whilst I was on holiday, they sent me an email and said, actually, we're not going on holiday now, so you'll have to come back on the Friday after you get back. So I got back off holiday last Thursday and had to go back to work on the Friday for one day. One freaking day. And then I've got 2 days with them next week. I've got 1 day with them the week after, so we're just sort of weaning me off of them or weaning them off of me. I'm not too sure which way around it really is. And then I'm done, and then I have no more children, and no more nannying, and then I'm off to do my proper job, which is delivering great content to you guys and working in my private therapy, as well as all the big stuff that's going to be happening with NLP for Kids in the future. So, quite frankly, Steve, I cannot imagine how I found the time to do all of this, but you know, it's that old saying, if you want something doing, ask a busy person to do it, because busy people find the time. This one, last one, is from Rob in San Diego, who said, thank you for being, well, you. I've been procrastinating writing this email, but today I listened to your podcast on procrastination and motivation, and found myself in the perfect state to get things done. After listening, I decided to clean the garage and feel great that I did. Also, while I was doing that, I listened and re-listened to several other of your podcasts. It's so inspiring to have 3 hours of your thoughts, comments, insights, and hypnosis audios, which I did not participate whilst working in the garage. Probably a good thing. It also inspired me to contact you regarding a business I put into motion. I believe this may be of some interest to you, possibly only on a personal level. I've been studying the law of attraction and the work of Emoto and also mythology and the work of Joseph Campbell for some time now. In the past year, I've been totally intrigued by NLP. That's when I came across your podcast. It's become the glue to all of this. I'm starting to move forward my goals because of you and NLP. I'm acting on inspiration and I, like you, want to change people's lives and create good in the world. I've started creating etched bottles with positive phrases and symbols and have decided to base the products around NLP, Law of Attraction, Hypnotherapy, and the power of words and symbols on water. I would like to combine hypnosis scripts and anchoring on these symbols or words as an addition to the bottles. The website isn't exactly finished, and I am working on this myself, but if this is of any interest to you, please check out the site. If not, then that's okay too. I will continue to listen and be inspired. So I did check out Rob's website, and Rob, you must get in touch and let me know what's happening next, because I'm still really intrigued by it. And you'll remember when we did the Secret of the Secret show, that there was some stuff that came up there about Dr. Emoto's work and how genuine it is. But it's something that I really want to be true. You know, I think it would be wonderful if our thoughts did have an impact on water, particularly as our bodies are made up of so much water. It would be lovely if, you know, to think that by thinking positively that we can kind of detoxify ourselves on an actual health level as well as on a psychological one. So for that reason, it interests me greatly. So Rob, do get in touch, and when that website's done, let me know, because I'm sure that lots of other people who listen to the show would be interested in hearing about those bottles of water too. Now let's take a quick break, and when we come back, it will be time for you to comfortably relax. If you enjoy the People Building Podcast, you will simply love our Hypnosis MP3 audios to download from the People Building website. Our titles include Quit Smoking, Confidence, Health Improvement, Hypnosis Audios for Fears and Phobias, Addictions, Habits and Compulsions, Emotional Improvement, Personal Development, and Weight Loss. Each Hypnosis audio contains a full hypnotic induction and deepener with background relaxation music as featured at the end of each of the People Building podcast. Each hypnosis audio has been recorded by me in full hypnotic voice. And if we don't have the hypnotic audio that you require, then all you need to do is send an email to gemma@peoplebuilding.co.uk to have one created to your requirements. Each hypnotic audio is in an MP3 format so that it can easily be downloaded to your MP3 player or downloaded and burnt onto CD disc. If you'd like to feature our hypnotic products and ebooks on your website, we'll pay you 65% commission for everything that you sell. Please visit www.peoplebuilding.co.uk and visit the hypnosis scripts and audios page. Okay, so we've now reached that point in the show where you'll be unable to listen if you're currently driving or operating any machinery, or at any other time when you need to be awake and alert. But for everyone else, it is now time for you to comfortably relax. And just begin by paying attention to your breathing. And as your breathing is relaxing, relaxing and releasing tension with each outward breath, you can just allow your eyes now to comfortably close if they have not already done so. And with your eyes there, comfortably closed, and that relaxed breathing, you can allow every muscle, every nerve, every bone and every cell in your body to drift, relax, releasing any tension, noticing any thoughts that are coming into your mind, noticing them and letting them go, as they will still be there for your proper attention when you need to focus on them later, but for now, let them go and just relax, listening to the sound of my voice, and you can notice and be aware of any other sounds that may be happening in your environment. You can be aware but unbothered by them. listening only to my voice and my words, and letting those other sounds drift away into the background, until it is almost as though they do not exist. And wherever you float and drift and dream, as you relax, wherever you go, my voice will go with you. And my voice will lead you into the deepest level of relaxation that it is possible for you to achieve at this time. Knowing now that as you do this, drifting, relaxing, dreaming into this positively restful state, that you are becoming more at one with yourself, becoming more like the you really wish to be. A well-balanced, considerate, and strong-minded individual. You do not suffer fools gladly. And you know too that it's important to be respectful of others. In respecting others, you offer a greater sense of respect to yourself, that others will appreciate. And when people appreciate you, you appreciate yourself as the honest, reliable, well-grounded person that you are, with a kind soul, good to the bones in your body, and you know your own mind, your own thoughts. You have your achievements. You have your goals, and you do not doubt yourself. Never doubt, never yield. You know that you can be, do, and have anything you desire. And you set off to achieve these things for yourself, to make them happen, without offending others, without stepping on anyone else's toes as you do so. Because you care for yourself, and you care for others. those random acts of kindness that you participate in are proof to yourself and to others that you are a person who can be trusted. You are a person who cares. You care for others, and you care for yourself too. Because you know that all pride, all respect begins with you. It first comes from you. At an acceptable and favorable level, you do what is good for you to do, what is good for others, and what is good for the greater good of mankind and the universe as a whole. Now, in just a few moments, I'm going to count back from 5 up to 1. And when I reach 1, it will be time for you to open your eyes and be feeling fully and completely awake and alert. Unless it is now time for you to drift off into a restful sleep, in which case you can ignore my count. But for everyone else, beginning to stir back now to an awakened state, bringing all of those positive learnings and changes with you as you do so. So starting now at 5, moving up to 4, 3, 2, and 1, with eyes open now, wide awake and bright and breezy. Thanks very much for listening today, guys. Bit of a fragmented show. Kind of feel like I've chopped and changed what I'm talking about all the way through. But hey, that's just the way it goes. The next show will be on the 16th of June in 2 weeks' time, where we will be talking about our second deadly sin of envy.